I return with my good friend Brian for a brief little podcast just to have a quick conversation and just get an episode out there. It's been a long time. I missed you. Did you miss me? Anyway, rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff, iTunes, Stitcher. Anyway, enjoy. I'm back. You encouraged me to do a podcast, and so it's cool to have you as the guest for the glorious and much anticipated return.
Oh yeah, these motherfuckers don't even know who this is right now.
Oh yeah, who is this?
This is Brian. I'm on Twitter occasionally here and there at I Hate Tater Tots, that guy.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Not I love Tater Tots. I'm not Michael. I do not run what's his show, the Tater Thoughts, I think he calls it. That is not him. That is not me. This is the arch nemesis. His alter ego.
I prefer arch nemesis. It sounds very comic booky.
Yeah, let's go with arch nemesis.
Yeah, that's pretty epic. Yeah, so nothing anyway. I don't know.
So legalization, you brought that up before we started.
Speaking of legalization,
so legalization, it's starting to become a topic amongst like everyday people. I think at least that's what it seems to be happening. I think a lot more normal people right now are like, yeah, who cares? You know what I'm saying? You know, like specifically here in Indiana. There's a growing trend of more and more people like, yeah, people smoke weed, so what?
Well, and you like, have, like, after the Attorney General saying what he did, and then we're just seeing more and more, it seems like, public opinion, and, it just seems like things are heading in that direction. I mean, like, where we're at, Indiana, okay, we've got states now on three of the four sides. Like, Kentucky has legalized hemp, but they're not going to make any changes until the federal government decides how they're going to deal with things. Illinois starts their medical marijuana program next year in January. Michigan already has one. Ohio has legislation for a medical marijuana program or for recreational legalization. They have two pieces of legislation that'll be up next year.
I feel if either of those do pass, it'll probably be the medical, just because of how the medical.
Well, yeah, one of the two will pass.
I think odds are to start with, it's going to be medical, and then you know, I think it's there's a lot less.
And that's what really I've been saying for a long time now, or at least not a long time, and I don't want to try and sound like I was some kind of fucking. Oh, I knew this was going to happen, but I was saying that there needed to be some Midwestern states to step forward and say, you know what, fuck this. We're not going to waste money on fucking putting people in jail for weed anymore. Fuck all that. All these other states are making good tax money. They're reducing the workload on law enforcement and corrections. And, you know,
violent crime has to go down. It has to.
Yeah. And So for them to be worried about what they have been, you know, with things like marijuana, it's kind of silly at this point. And I think even people who would never smoke marijuana in a million years, probably never have, or maybe they did way back when. I think even though they're not necessarily for it, they realize that it's just not worth it anymore to keep pursuing this.
Well, right. It's like they don't have the money for it anymore.
Right.
It's all about them dollars, and when the dollars don't keep coming in from things, it's like, well, why the fuck are we wasting time on this? You know, Indiana, like, has a couple prisons, you know, pretty big prisons, but, like, they're not making super tons of money off of them. Not by a long shot.
No. Not compared to what they could be making from tax revenue.
Right. You know, and let's be real, there are bigger things to worry about in Indiana, especially rural parts of Indiana, than weed. You know, the resources that go to busting people who grow some weed in, you know, like I said, especially southern Indiana,
yeah.
You know, where it's all country down there, you know, you can do what you want pretty much, but instead these feds spend the money on all this stupid shit. You know, going after weed when there's meth labs galore down in southern Indiana. And why waste the resources? There's no money coming in from little stupid petty. You get pulled over on the side of the street and some dickhead cop's like, oh, you got a joint. Time for you to go to jail, mister. Ha ha ha. And now you're done for life. And what's it worth? It's not worth anything to the fucking government because they're not going to make any real money off of you because you're not going to spend any real time in prison. Not saying it's, you know, they're not going to make a little bit. It's just all crooked, stupid shit. And if that law is eliminated, you're fucking set. You know what I'm saying? It's just saving money and the government's going to end up making a lot more out of it. That was that was an epically kind of long rant that I was not expecting to go on.
Thank you for covering for me while I blew my nose.
Yeah, yeah. Our buddy apparently makes pretty good wax, I've heard. You know, you burn it and it's supposed to be, it smells real nice. Some, you know, candle wax smells real nice.
Yeah.
Makes you cough too.
Aromatherapy.
Aromatherapy, yes, sir. Anyway, what do you think? Like, don't you agree? There's so, like, especially southern Indiana. There's so much other shit they could be worrying about instead of these little farmhouses that's got some weed in it.
Yeah, I mean, just the meth problem, obviously.
Right.
And
just
and
that alone.
So, prescription pills.
That's a whole nother topic, though.
Yeah, that's something else. You know, there are other resources for it. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, and it'll be interesting to see how Illinois and Michigan and quite possibly Ohio all having legalization, if that will put some pressure on Indiana. Because I mean, how unrealistic would it be for them to still not have any kind of, to not at least decriminalize marijuana at the very least, when they're surrounded on three or four sides.
Yeah, that's too,
marijuana,
like, they would have to. There's too much commerce between the two states, especially like us in Ohio, us in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
There's way too much commerce. You're going to have to do something because people will just cross state lines with whatever's legal, and then all of a sudden they're in jail.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. What do I want from you, son? Anyway.
But you know what? It's my podcast, so. Look
at it, It tends to happen.
So
you were also talking about this Chromecast shit, man. How would you explain Chromecast to normal people?
Because
I'm a geek, and
it's a little bitty. It's not big. It's not a box or anything. It's just a little thing that plugs into your HDMI. And then if you've got a newer TV. You can power it off your TV, correct?
Okay. Okay, so here, let me explain what
it... You can plug it into your USB.
Well, right. it charges. It can charge through USB with a certain standard, but really, it's only newer TVs that have that standard now. It's like just an updated standard. So what the Chromecast is, what the Chromecast is for people who don't really understand or know what the fuck we're talking about, it's this little HDMI dongle that you stick into the back of your TV, and for most people, it's going to have a charging port that you just plug into the wall, you plug it into it, and it just sits on your TV. Comes with an extension. It's $35, okay, which they're sold out.
Right now on Amazon, I was looking at one.
You can pay $75, yeah, some cheaper, some, you know, but $35 retail.
From the places that were reputable, that had positive customer reviews, like several five-star, like these people didn't fuck me over. Reviews, those people wanted $75. And right. That's who I'm going to spend money on.
Right.
I mean, but to be an Amazon vendor is not like eBay or some shit, but still.
So what this is you plug it into your TV, and it connects to your local Wi-Fi network, okay? And through the power of magic, Google has made it to where you can send... What it does is it essentially sends a web page over to your TV, but you're streaming audio, video, things from Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go is now on there, Pandora, Google Play Music. iTunes will never work because that's an Apple thing and they're assholes. But, so basically what it does is turns...
the opinion of this podcast or its host.
Well, no,
like
if...
Apple.
But, okay, you can use AirPlay.
I'm in negotiations with them for a sponsorship for this podcast.
Yeah. You're out on iTunes. That's about as much sponsorship as you're going to get.
yeah. And that's okay with me.
So what it basically does is turns any dumb TV into a smart TV is what it does. And it's retarded easy to use.
I've already got all those services through my PS3 and the Blu-ray player built in. And the Blu-ray player built in is the only thing that makes me not go sell that PS3. Which would more than pay for the Chromecast.
Oh, yeah.
And that's something... Okay, this is something I gotta agree with you on. Apple, what the fuck with Blu-ray, man? Sit down with Sony, quit being cocks, and put fucking Blu-ray drives. What's this super drive shit? What the fuck is super about?
You gotta pay the money. They want the money. Apple does not want to pay Sony that money. Apple does not want to pay Sony that money.
It's a big goddamn sandbox y'all are playing in, Sony and Apple. I know that there are some high power executives.
Sony is more than willing to license out Blu-ray. Microsoft just did it for the Xbox One.
That's what I'm saying. It's more than a big enough sandbox, Apple. Come on now.
But that's all Apple is a sandbox. That's Apple.
I mean, the market size is so huge that... I mean, there's more than enough room to share, and you're doing.
Apple does not share its users.
You're making the consumer happier.
Apple doesn't. You see, that's where you're confused. Apple does not work for you. Apple does not work for you. That's where you guys are confused. Apple, Google, all of them, they do not work for you.
Calm down.
That's where the confusion comes in. Apple does not give two fucks about you unless you're spending your money, and you're going to spend your money. Apple's philosophy is you're going to spend your money on what they want you to spend it on. That's how it is with their Macs. It's how it is with the iPhone.
I'm not going to front. I'm in the market for a new MacBook Pro.
I'm just saying, man. You know, that whole company is a sandbox. It's not just one aspect. Now they have open stuff. Don't get me wrong. But goddamn, man, Apple is like, this is ours. You buy it from us, and we don't have to make you happy. They're like, you're gonna buy our products because it's the cool thing to do, and they get away with it. Not saying their products aren't good, because obviously they're fucking fantastic products. But
yeah, I was eyeballing the specs on the 15-inch MacBook Pro.
But why do you know they're getting ready to come out with a new Pro?
Yeah, I think I'll probably wait for it, but I mean, I don't know what the spec difference is.
Just for battery life alone, because they're going to have the Haswell chips, the new Intels. Yeah. Just for the battery life alone, man, that's retarded. Like, they're Apple's, I can't remember, they have so many different lines. Not really, they have like two or three. I can't remember which one it was.
The Air and the MacBook Pro.
I think it was the newest Air has the Haswell chip, and it's literally all day battery life on a computer.
That's badass.
Yeah. All right day.
Now, like, I don't really have my battery, like, my energy saving settings turned up too efficient.
This is normal use.
No shit.
Yeah. These Haswell chips are legit on battery. Like, that's no joke. You can leave your charger, take a plane, you know, say from San Francisco to LA, you know, take a plane there, go to a conference all day, take a plane back, and still not be dead. Like, that's how people are using it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
When's that get released?
I think the Air was just released with that.
Yeah, but I don't want the Air.
I know. I think
have
the
a
Pro.
Bit more guts to mine.
They have the okay. Apple's supposed to have an event September 10th, but that's not.
And the Pros now are with the Retina are so fucking thin anyway. That it's like, why not go for a few centimeters thicker and a little bit heavier, and have so much more room with built-in flash memory, and a better processor.
No, that's how I look at it, too. That's why I'm saying, wait, before you buy anything, wait till October, November. They'll be here by holiday season for sure.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
You know, even with the Pro, you may not get necessarily that good of battery life.
I would imagine that they launched that new Air for back to school.
Yeah, I think so. But that's, you know, like I said, people are literally taking, you know, all day. When they say all day battery life, they mean it. You know, you can leave your charger at home for the day, come back in, and still be pretty good. That's pretty bad. That's pretty badass for a fucking computer.
Awesome. That's like the next step.
Well, that if you think about it...
Because it's like, you know, not necessarily having to worry about having your phone with you. Like, if I got my phone charged up and I put it in my Mophie case... I know that I could go till tomorrow talking on it and doing shit on, like,
right,
you know,
using
data and all kinds of shit that eats up battery life, and I'm still gonna have plenty of battery. Yeah, knowing that I don't have to worry about having a charger around, that's sweet.
And yeah, no, that's
that,
nice.
Like with an iPad. You know, with my iPad, it's like that.
Well, but the iPad has some retarded amount of battery in it. Like, that's the last thing that has... Battery technology hasn't really improved in years.
Yeah.
Like, that's the last thing no one can figure out is how can we really make our cell phones usable for an entire day? You know, without having to throw some crazy case on it.
Yeah.
I like that's the deal breaker for me. It's like I like the look of my phone. I don't like having to have it in a case all the time.
I like the little thin case. I like the little thin, just like a bumper guard with a back plate.
See, but I've never been a case person.
I think I'm gonna look into getting my phone customized. Because I was looking on some websites.
And getting it anodized.
Yeah, I'm sure you could point me in the right direction on that. We can talk afterwards. But I might have it done to a brand new 5. If I'm gonna have
5s. Well, you know the new iPhone is okay. Apple hasn't announced anything. It's supposed to come out on the 10th though. Oh. September 10th is the date, supposed date, I should say.
But nothing's been announced.
Apple never announces. Yeah, there will be. That's what September 10th is.
Okay.
You want to know some of the rumors of the next iPhone?
Yeah, I've read some, but let me hear him.
Okay, so obviously it's going to have better internals. No one knows anything for sure. You know, not till Apple's notorious for that. No one knows anything till Apple says it's there. But anyway, so better internals, better camera. Now, the crazy thing is, one, it's supposed to come in gold. And two, there's supposed to be a fingerprint scanner on the home button.
That's what I'm about.
It's, like, they bought a company about a year and a half ago called Authentech, and they were, from everything I've read and understood, they were, like, a bleeding edge of this technology, you know, of biometrics. And Apple bought them about a year and a half ago, and from, you know, the sources I hear, you know, things I listen to, things I read, blah, 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 some people who seem to know people are like, yeah, it's in the latest prototypes, you know, they're testing it, you know. So the gold one, I think, is pretty, it's pretty clear cut. There's going to be a gold iPhone. And then the fingerprint scanner.
Actual gold or?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be plated 24 karat.
From the company, huh?
Yeah.
Instead of.
Oh, you might be able to get it from AT&T.
Well, no, I just mean it's going to be done like at the factory or somewhere.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I think know, like, iPhone Elite, I think, is the name of a company that will, like, put a 24 karat gold.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool things you can do with them. You can get them different colors and shit.
Yeah, like I know a guy that's got one that's 24 karat gold case or whatever.
Yeah,
it's not like a snap-on case. It's like the actual.
Yeah, it's called anodizing.
Yeah, and the home button is Swarovski crystal. But a little bit nuts.
Those are the rumors. I think the fingerprint scanner thing, if it works.
Yeah, if it's not a pain in the ass.
Right. If it's not
that you wind up turning off.
See, well, the Apple of old is like, you know, they don't really, that's not their style to send shit that doesn't work well, minus Siri.
That's true.
Like, their two fuck-ups are Siri and apps, or in Maps, their new Maps. Those have been their really only two major fuck-ups.
I'm not too mad at Maps.
Dude, when it first came out, it was bad.
When it first came out, it was bad, but there's been like 5 updates.
Sure, yeah, I'm not saying it's not better now.
It's not bad, really.
But first impressions are everything.
Like, a lot of apps are set up to be integrated right into Maps.
Yeah, I'm not saying it hasn't gotten better. It's been a year, it better have gotten better.
Like Yelp, things like that, I think, you know, a lot of apps like that. Plus, if you're using the iPhone, it's a lot easier to just, like, if you're going to go to somebody's house and you're going to go somewhere and you need maps and you've got the place in your contacts, you can just put you can just click on that contact and, you know, put directions to here and, it'll just pop to the Maps application. And I don't know. I like shit that's really simple.
Google Maps isn't hard to use, not on a phone.
I'm not saying it is.
It's not. Apple Maps isn't better.
I've actually switched back and forth in the middle of a trip between here and Ohio, which I would like to say has been pretty awesome to be able to see a couple of awesome Desk Bar Comics, Bert Kreischer, Joey Diaz.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Bert.
Let's talk about that
Bert shit, man. We haven't talked about it yet.
Bert tore the fucking house down. Came out to a great song, Black Betty. Love that tune.
He always comes out to that.
Yeah, I love that tune. Well, see, I didn't know that. I've never seen him before.
No, you listen to his podcast.
I do listen to his podcast.
He's mentioned it before. He said it before.
I don't catch every episode of anything. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. He came out with a couple beers and a fucking glass of tequila. Straight knocked that tequila, knocked a beer, and then pulled his shirt off.
How great is the storytelling?
Dude, it's fucking phenomenal.
Is it?
I don't want to get into like any of his bits.
No. Is it a million times better? Is it a million times better seeing it? Is it a million times better seeing it live than like even through a podcast?
Oh yeah. He did the machine story way better. Way better because he's got there's different tags and it's just, you know, he's been working on it. The machine story that you've heard from Rogan's podcast is not.
I've heard it updated a few times.
Yeah, but it's like, I think it's something he's probably constantly thinking about.
Yeah, I can't imagine he tells the story the same every night either.
No, there's no way. There's no way. With that much alcohol, there's no fucking way.
That's what I'm saying.
No way you remember what you said last
He's
night.
Probably got a certain outline he sticks to, but the rest is just whatever he's fucking flowing with.
Right, yeah. And, dude, he was a great comedian. Also, Christina P. I don't want to forget about her. I have angry mommies.
Yeah.
Sending me hate mail.
That's a rowdy.
She was great. I hate to see somebody try like fuck up a comedian set, but she straight handled some little half drunk bitch, and that was pretty awesome to see. Like straight handled. Like it was not a drawn out thing. It was straight strong. Like keep fucking around, and you're gonna get tossed. Like, yeah, it was pretty awesome. But it was a great show. It was a really good show.
Yeah, I wish.
Open for Bert was really good. Jay Snyder, I think is his name.
Yeah, I think he's a big proponent of having a local guy open for him too, I think.
Yeah, he said, I know that. I heard that on his podcast, fucker. Mm-hmm. I heard him say that. So.
Did you listen to the podcast he did with Mick Foley?
Yes, it was great.
That's a good one, man.
Yes,
sorry.
Well, I highly recommend. That's a recommendation. I went back. I recently watched a really good, I guess it's kind of like a documentary. It's about Eddie Pepitone.
Uh-huh.
Called The Bitter Buddha.
I haven't watched it, but I think it's on my queue.
It's on Netflix streaming. It's really good. And then I went back and listened to the Duncan Trussell Family Hour with him. And it was really good. So,
he's got a. I think they've done a few, haven't they?
If you, yeah, I think they have. I went and listened to the most recent one. It's not too far back. But anyway, yeah, it was cool. I really liked the. I liked that documentary. It, you know, I don't know. There were certain things that were said by certain people that I hope. You know, I don't know. I don't know these people. I don't know their relationship. So, who knows? All you see is what the camera captures.
Right.
But there were, like, some shit that was said that, you know, I don't know what the relationship is between him and other people in that documentary. But, yeah, it seemed like there was a couple of people that are kind of fucking dicks to him. I don't know, maybe it was just them busting balls really hardcore, as comics will do.
It could be, but, like, you can usually tell when people are just fucking with people or they're just giving them a hard time.
Well, he likes... Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, and I'm not... I love Marc Maron.
Yeah, okay.
His podcast, his comedy, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not huge on it, but it's okay. Not bad. And
I didn't say it was bad. I just said
his TV show's pretty fucking funny. His TV show's pretty well done.
Yeah.
I'll give him that.
I'm just kind of about Marc Maron.
Anyway, there was something that he said to Eddie Pepitone in that documentary, and I don't know.
Well, okay.
And he started crying, and then he was like, "You're always fucking crying." And I don't know. I don't know if it was just him fucking with him or them being silly or what.
You know, actually, Marc Maron, I think, explained this story that on the latest podcast he did with Rogan. I think he was more like, yo, dude, you've been around for like 15 fucking years. Quit your crying. Not like making fun of him, trying to be like, yo, dude, like, this is not the answer. You got to come up with something more than this. I would recommend going and listening to that podcast. Like, just hearing Maron's...
The latest, like, Maron on Rogan's podcast?
Yeah, yeah. It was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I would listen to it.
Yeah, I would go re-listen to it.
Did he talk about that?
I'm pretty positive.
Huh. I will have to go and re-listen to it, because I think there was probably a couple chunks that I missed.
Yeah, I'm pretty positive. That, like, Red Band actually brings that up. And Maron was like, yeah, that happened. You know, he didn't deny that's what happened. You know, yeah, I made him cry. But I think if you hear his point of view, he's trying to say, you know, this isn't the answer. You always cry and bitch and moan about this shit. Do something different. Which, you know, and Maron also admitted, he's like, yeah, I made my career of that. But, that, you know, I've tried to steer away as far from that as I can at this point.
Yeah. And if, yeah, that is true. I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to go back and listen to that. I didn't know that had already been talked about. Now I feel like I fucked up.
Well, no, if you don't... Who really knows how he meant it? That could just be Marin, you know, trying to make himself out sound like the good guy, or, you know, less of an asshole. You know, who knows?
Yeah, but, because the way it came off, it really seemed like a dickhead.
I'm just saying, that's what he said, you know, that was his point of view. You always got to take into account what, you know, the other person says.
Yeah, totally. And I could see where he's maybe just trying to tell a guy that he's known for a long damn time that, hey, quit fucking around, quit being, feeling sorry for yourself. Because sometimes if you're good friends with somebody, if it's somebody you care about, you do have to be like that. So I see what he's saying.
Yeah, no, I like I said, you know, who really knows? You know, you can't fucking... You'll never know if someone's lying to you or not, for sure. But...
Right.
And, you know, if that's the way the guy is, you know, yeah, bitching and crying really doesn't particularly get you anywhere in life. It just doesn't.
That's not true.
I mean, yeah, okay, it worked out for Marc Maron. He's one of 7 billion people on the planet.
Are there 7 billion?
I think it's 7 billion, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I think it's 7 billion. I could be fucking wrong.
That sounds right, but I don't know. 7. Anyway.
How many people are on the planet? 7.023 billion as of 2012.
Wow. You're very close. Very close.
Yeah, I would have never got to 0.23.
I would have been much more impressed if you had.
Yeah, right? That's some shit. You already Googled that bitch, admit it.
So it's good to be off house arrest. It's
fuck yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's good to be having some things planned. Some big changes are coming in my life. I've been really busy lately, which is why it's been a long time coming. And getting back to doing podcasts, and they're not going to be up as frequently, at least not for a while. We've still got a lot of things going on, really, in transition as far as
I would say that's fair.
But I'm not by any means stopping. And that's really kind of why I wanted to get with you and do this. It's been a couple months, and I wanted to let people know that I wasn't bullshit when I said that I'd be back. It's just been crazy, and there's a lot of personal shit going on that I'm not even beginning to get into. But And there's more stuff going on as far as decisions that I've made and changes that I'm making that are going to take up a ton of my time, the majority of my time. So for a while, at least, it's going to be fewer podcasts. But hopefully I'm going to be in a situation soon to be able to collaborate more often on podcasting. And I think that'll be a good thing.
Yeah, no, for sure. Not like me.
I really don't want to get into into too much because
it's no one's business.
It's no one's business, for one thing. They can find out when they find out. I'm not going to tell people what my plans are. They can find out what happened afterwards or whatever. But yeah, I am excited for the changes that I've decided to make. It's just a matter.
I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of hoops to jump through, a lot of bullshit that you gotta do. But it's worth it. I think it'll be really worth it in the end.
Yeah, not like me. I haven't podcasted in so long. The site that I was running my shit through is completely shut down.
they got bought out, right?
Well, they got bought out by Twitter, of all people.
Yeah.
I don't know how a blog place makes sense for
Twitter. Yeah, I don't know what that's going to be for, or what their plans are there, but...
Yeah, I don't quite get it either, but it is what it is.
Yeah. So anyway, speaking of legalization, actually, we haven't been in a long
time. Yeah, right? That was...
What we were earlier.
30 minutes ago.
Horrible segue. Horrible segue.
It happens.
Yeah, it does. It's encouraging.
No, it is encouraging.
It's encouraging to see that the general perception has changed, and that finally it looks like government is going to catch up to the people. It's a shame
maybe
that they're so slow to move, but they're a huge bureaucracy.
Unfortunately, it's still not set. Shit could go down, and it could be completely off the table. It could take one stupid fucking person.
Don't talk.
I'm just, you gotta keep it real.
Too many states have legalized it. Nearly half the country.
Okay, let's be real about what legalize it means for most of those states, though.
Okay, medical marijuana, which means you go say some shit to a doctor, and then you can go buy marijuana. In some
states, it's not like that in all states, man.
No, in some states, you gotta be part of a co-op, or you gotta grow your own, or whatever.
Well, no, it's not even that. Some of the medical programs are, restrictive.
Yeah, that's true. Some states. But the majority...
I would say a majority of them are fairly lenient.
I think that is just kind of a way to ease people in.
Yeah, I think the best route to go, though, is just tax it, Washington.
Of course. Make up some shit for a doctor and get a note. That's silly.
That just makes it look bad in the first place, because you're already breaking a law. You're pretty much going in there knowing you're not really sick. You know, majority of people don't have to have it for whatever they're saying they're going for.
Right.
You know,
why waste someone who's been educated and gone to medical school and everything? Why have them just seeing people who want prescriptions for medical marijuana?
Right. It's a waste of... Well, okay, they're making money, but it's...
plenty of money.
Right. That's the thing. I guess that's why it's there, so people can make money.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's
a shame that almost every aspect of the movement towards medical marijuana and legalization has to be quantified in money terms in order for it to go anywhere in America. In other countries, the argument is more of a, this is the right thing to do.
Yeah, that doesn't work as well, though.
Money, but here,
but it doesn't work as well.
Right thing to do. Yeah, like, fuck off.
Europe is not an open place to just go smoke weed in.
No, I'm not saying it is.
I mean, I think money talks, bullshit walks. People don't care what's right and what's wrong anymore. I'm not saying that's right, what's right in the first place.
No, but the argument is from a, like, the argument that's used more often in other countries that have legalized marijuana is that it's not right to keep people in jail. And it's not right to waste that kind of money, which I know is what I said. I was kind of contrasting it too. And then also, it's kind of socially irresponsible to waste resources on something like that.
Like, I don't necessarily disagree with any of that, just playing devil's advocate. But there's still not that many countries that's actually worked in. Like I said, Europe is not an open place, man.
But the countries that have...
But there's not that many countries, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot more places where weed is super legal.
But where they have, it's worked.
But where they have, it's worked. But those aren't the place... Those generally aren't places that are, like, known for having tons of money, either.
No.
There's 3 billion people in America.
There's what?
3 billion, right? 3 billion people in America.
300-something million.
300-something in America? Yeah. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm thinking China. China is 3 billion.
Allegedly for entertainment purposes.
Yeah. Look, numbers get mixed up, and the drugs be kicking in sometimes.
Allegedly.
I don't know what the fuck allegedly means anymore.
I don't know. If anything happens, I'm going to say that I want to live out the rest of my life as a woman.
I...
And they'll probably say, cool, and send me to prison.
Yeah. Prison doesn't sound like fun at any point in life.
No, I don't plan on doing anything that would even come close to getting me a ticket later.
Prison, yeah, fuck that, man.
No, the house arrest sucked, and that was enough.
Yeah, that's another thing I was going to say is, like, when you said you were gone for a while, I was like, what normal person wouldn't fucking just disappear?
Yeah,
well, if they, after to, they were trapped in a house for a year.
The real world, and it was really awesome. It was really great to do the podcast and have that as an outlet while I was on house arrest. It helped me a lot.
Yeah, but that's still not life. That's not life. That's just, like you said, an outlet.
No, and it was great to get out and do stuff. And it's great to be back and let you silly bitches know I'm back.
I think
I
you're
got some cool guests lined up. I don't want to set anything up with anyone who's not like a friend that I can just hit up like I did you.
Right.
You know, like somebody that I need to set up a date and stuff with. I'm not ready to do that yet because my schedule is just too unpredictable.
Yeah, fuck that.
So I'm not doing that right now, but I'd like to do maybe another one. Maybe have you back on, or maybe... I'd like to maybe get a hold of our good friend Written Consent.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Corey in a while.
He's been Snapchatting me naked pictures.
I'm sure. I knew it was like that. I always thought
I should say we've been Snapchatting each other. I mean, full disclosure.
You gotta send them nipple pics. Just kind of poke it out of the shirt.
Anyway.
Just slipping the nipple out of the shirt. Yeah. Go with
it. I think I'm turning into a bear hunter.
Oh, that's the end of this podcast.
No, I got a good closer. So I've been thinking about it, and at the risk of perhaps sounding, I don't know, insensitive, God forbid. I've thought about it, and I really wish that you could learn to enjoy to be gay. Like, be straight, but then decide, you know what? I'm sick of dealing with women. I have a kid. I'd rather just, like, find a dude who's my size and be gay. Because, like, I can't remember what comedian said it, but, you know, your wardrobe doubles.
What kind of gay are you talking about? Like him just blowing you? What the fuck?
Well, ideally, that would be pretty great. That would be a huge change in lifestyle. I was talking about learning how to be full-on gay and into it. If there was a class you could go take.
I was just talking to somebody about that. I'm like, you know, women have it fucking easy. They decide they don't want to be with a guy. It's like just socially acceptable. They're like, yep, I'm just going to start fucking women for a while. And if I don't like it, I'll just go back. Not with guys, man. Once you find out a guy has fucked another guy, you just don't look at him the same. Not like in a bad way.
No,
he fucks guys.
Yeah.
He fucks guys.
I don't care. I'm just saying, I think it would be a lot simpler. It would be a lot simpler. But... anyway, yeah, that's my closer. Anyway, on that note, let's see. I'd like to give a shout-out to all the people. I'm not going to go through and list them all, but you know who you badass motherfuckers are who support me and support this podcast. I appreciate it. Go check out, let's see, some of the stuff that I think is cool that I've come across lately. Oil Slick Pads. If you're into concentrates, if you're into wax, oil, stuff like that, you want a good way to keep it that won't make a mess. They're handy. They're not expensive. Good way to store your dabs. I've been really happy with their products. And who else? I'm looking around the room. Voss Water.
Do some research on the Chromecast for yourselves, people. You'll fall in love.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out more. And if I find a slick Blu-ray player that plugs in to the internet or is Wi-Fi capable for update purposes. I might get rid of my PS3 and get just a Chromecast and a Blu-ray player. Because I don't play video games anymore.
There's a few out there. I'm sure. You can probably spend some money on it, though. But I guess if you sold your PlayStation 3, you might break even, you know? Spend a little bit of your own money.
Well, I've got a backwards compatible 80 gig.
Original?
Yep.
Yeah, those are hard to come by.
Yes, they are.
I bet I know. We'll talk off air.
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much, sir. Mr. I hate.
It's in capital letters, even.
Yeah, strong lettering. Hate. He hates tater tots. On Twitter. And, I'm sure if you're listening to this, you probably already know where to find information about the podcast and where to find it on iTunes and whatnot. It'd be awesome if someone, anyone, please, validation, anything, it'd be great if somebody would rate and review and subscribe and whatnot, but, or you can go fuck yourselves. That's cool too. Anyway, it's good to be back, bitches. More to come. Mwah.